This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha today. It will be the second budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. This will be Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's eighth consecutive budget presentation since taking office in 2019. After presentation of the budget in the Lok Sabha, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Ahead of the budget presentation, the economic survey was tabled by the finance minister in both houses of parliament yesterday. According to the economic survey, India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025, and the growth is likely to range between 6.3 to 6.8% in the next financial year. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust, with calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. Chief Economic Advisor CEA Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran has said that agriculture is the sector of the future, as there is enough scope to raise the contribution of agriculture by 0.75% to 1% in terms of GDP growth. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the tabling of the economic survey in Parliament, Mr. Nageswaran said the area under micro-irrigation has increased threefold. The CEA said, in terms of infrastructure, India has done well with new airports, trains, and reduced turnaround times at ports. He said, there has also been an expansion in telecom and power sector capacity. President Draupadi Murmu has said, amid global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament at the beginning of the budget session, the president said, her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision of reform, perform and transform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said President Draupadi Murmu's address was a resonant outline of India's path towards building a Vikasit Bharat. India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $5.57 billion to $629.55 billion in the week ending January 24, according to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India. The uptick was primarily attributed to a significant gain in foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves. With only four days left for campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls, the city is heated up with roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Dwarka. He said the national capital needs a double-engine government for rapid development of the city. Mr. Modi said people of Delhi need a government which fulfills their aspirations. On the other hand, while campaigning for the party at Gandhinagar, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal claimed that a family in Delhi with 18 members saved 50,000 rupees per month by availing different schemes being offered by their government in the national capital. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed a public meeting in Madhepur constituency. He hit out at the AAP over the Yamuna issue and accused the BJP of spreading hatred among people. The centre has notified the Aadhaar Authentication for Good Governance, Social Welfare, Innovation, Knowledge Amendment Rules 2025. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said that Aadhaar authentication has been expanded to government and private entities for providing various services in the public interest, boosting innovation, knowledge and public service enhancement. The centre has announced the addition of four new Ramsar sites in India, taking the tally to 89. In a social media post, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that ahead of World Wetlands Day, the government announced that Sakarakottai Bird Sanctuary, Erthaithangal Bird Sanctuary in Tamil Nadu, Kechiapalri Wetland in Sikkim, Udhva Lake in Jharkhand has been included in the list of Ramsar sites in the country. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 15 runs in the fourth T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.